From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Lightning is famous for starting forest fires, making thunder that scares the family dog, and rarely striking a golfer who's stuck out in a storm. Not exactly a good reputation. So it might surprise you to know that lightning is essential to life on Earth. Lightning forms when freezing water droplets fall through a cloud, carrying a small charge with them. Millions of falling drops eventually build up a negative charge at the bottom of the cloud. When the charge becomes powerful enough, it slices through the air in a bolt of current, connecting to a positively charged area to neutralize it. This could be the ground below, or more often, the top of the cloud. The bolt is just 1 inch wide and lasts 1/5 of a second. It travels at 200,000 miles per hour and heats the air around it hotter than the surface of the sun. This air expands very rapidly, and the shockwave is heard as thunder. As lightning blasts through the atmosphere, it breaks apart nitrogen molecules. This allows them to combine with oxygen in the air to form nitrogen oxides. The rain dissolves these into nitrates, then carries them to the earth and into the soil. Nitrates are the most easily absorbed form of nitrogen for plants, which require nitrogen to thrive. And thriving plants are the base of the food web that all other creatures depend on. Just another reminder that everything is interlinked on our amazing planet, and these connections can sometimes be shocking. For EarthDate, I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin. EarthDate is researched by Julie Hennings, written by Harry Lynch, and distributed by Mark Blunt and Casey Walker. For more stories, follow us on Facebook or visit earthdate.org.